My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That's Kent State graduate Andy Baskin.
Yay.
I'm Kent State graduate Jeff Phelps. We just had Kent State quarterback Josh Gribbs in the studio.
We've just turned off 99%
Man,
of our audience.
Man, does he have enthusiasm. That's awesome.
I'd play for him. Wouldn't you? If he was coaching you? He was breaking it down.
Well, it's that enthusiasm that took him from college quarterback to NFL return guy. You know what I mean? Special teams is one of the best special teams players in NFL history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like that last question I was asking him about, do you think he would have stayed at Kent all 4 years? There would have been too much money for him to leave. When he was a freshman at Kent, he had over 1,000 yards rushing and like 1,500 yards passing. You want to talk about dual threat. And I'm sure there would have been another school that would have, he just said Maryland would have been one of those schools that easily would have taken him. And he would have got a nice paycheck to go back to go back home to D.C. area
sure
or Maryland.
So sure
it is weird to see how the future of college football is going to play out. And he's right. I mean, you can make it to the pros if you're at Kent State now.
It's interesting because recently, if Devin Hester, if Josh Gribbs came into the NFL in the last 10 years, well, they'd have been...
We wouldn't know who they are.
Right. Because you're kicking the ball out of the end zone. Nobody's returning kicks.
Thanks for playing.
I wonder if a guy with Josh's skill set, with Devin Hester's skill set, becomes as valuable in the new kickoff rule. And they're only trying it for a year.
We're not going to know until the regular season
starts. I know. Yeah. And you and I have talked about that. Josh said exactly the same thing. We're not going to see anything until the regular season. But I wonder if that kind of a player, if that skill set is put on display with these new rules. Or if it's just such a convoluted pile of players down there that you're going to have to get tricky to spring a guy.
I wonder if 5 years from now we go, yeah, remember that year that they tried to change the kickoff and it just kind of didn't work? Or is it going to be like, do you remember when the old-fashioned kickoff, when you weren't offside on every play? That, I think, is the hardest thing to digest. It hit me when I was watching the other day. I was like, they're offside, right? This is how we're going to play this. You're going to be on the wrong side of the ball when it's kicked.
The thing that struck me was when because of the way it's lined up, and as you said, they're offside when they kick. Because of that, they had a player, just an extra player, run out on the field and hold the ball in place because of the wind. So they actually had 12 men on the field.
Yeah, but that player drops, right?
He ran right off the field.
Yeah, you can't be a part of the
play.
But
I still thought it was strange. You don't have to drop somebody back? you know, out of the guys who are up front covering, or the 10 guys up front.
It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like you're changing on the fly.
Yeah.
For somebody who had to hold the ball.
I thought it was weird. It was a hockey shift. Dudes running off the field.
I don't know. Don't they have that? They have that little stick that holds the ball too, right?
Well, that's on. Yeah, but somebody could run out and get that. I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah, that's true. We got to have a job for the kids to run out there and get the kicking tee.
All right, I'm going to derail you for something that struck me.
All right, good.
Okay.
So, of course, this morning, Chicago White Sox fired the manager.
Yeah,
Chicago.
Andy. They have now promoted an interim manager.
Okay, who is it?
Grady Sizemore.
Oh!
Yeah. Team says it plans to make a permanent replacement after the regular season ends. Interim manager Grady Sizemore. Huh.
Wow.
That's a thing.
Unless I'm mistaken, and I don't think I am, the first Major League Baseball game that Grady Sizemore ever saw, he played in. I remember him saying that when he was here.
That he wanted to be a manager?
No, that he never saw a Major League Baseball game until he played in one.
You might be right. I remember that. Well, I'm really happy for him. That's cool.
Grady was always very nice.
I'm telling you, he...
Very cordial.
You know, I traveled with him for a couple years, ding, whatever. But he just, man, he got it. He just understood
it. Did he take you to Tahiti? Ding.
No. I don't know. I had a lot of respect for him.
Still only 42 years old.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for him just by the way he handled himself and understanding where he never seemed like he was. Remember, I mean, Grady, everywhere he walked, five tool, right? He never acted like a guy that maybe could have been arrogant. He was always just, I'm just trying to think of the best way to put it, but I just confident, but not a jerk about it. And I don't know.
Always nice.
Yeah, I always liked him. And he, you know what? I think the thing I liked about him the most was he never took any grief from older guys that were trying to razz him. I'll leave it at that. How's that sound? And like I instantly,
what did he do? Did he fight back or did he just let it roll off?
No,
his back?
He was honest with them. And I remember being at a fast food restaurant and he was getting hassled a little bit, and I was in there and he was just like, you know what? I'm here. I'm eating my lunch. I'm sitting by myself. Everything's cool. Can you just leave me alone? And all of a sudden, it was like, wow. I thought it was awesome. I just thought the way he handled himself was awesome. I think he'll be a good manager. He'll definitely bring some level-headedness to him. I wonder if he'll bring Jody Garrett over, right? Have Jody be one of his coaches. They're both in Chicago now.
Jody can't take the pay cut.
Probably not. I think he's doing pretty well.
Real well.
Jody did a game on the radio this year already. I think he did. Yeah. I'm really happy for Grady.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Unless he, you know, turns the White Sox around and becomes their manager and then torments the Guardians forever.
Maybe. What was Grady doing before? I'm sorry that I don't know that.
He was first year on the coaching staff there.
Gotcha. It's another step towards, you know, maybe a younger manager, although 40, what is he now?
42.
42? I don't know. He gets the game, man. I know he gets the game. So that'll be interesting to see how they go. Now I'm rooting against him when they play against the Guardians, but I'll root for him anywhere else.
It's interesting. A lot of guys that have, you know, been through here have gone on and managed elsewhere and coached elsewhere, and you know, Bud Black's in Colorado and Aaron Boone in New York.
We've seen a lot of guys come through.
Exactly, yeah. There are guys all over the place.
Let's be honest. Who was in here last week? Omar would probably be a manager right now if you know, he didn't have what was going on. Still shocked that Sandy's not a manager. That still it bothers me every time. I can't believe Sandy's not.
I would think he's not a manager because it doesn't want to be.
Because he doesn't want to at this point. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
So whose staff wants Hafner? We got to get Hafner on one now. Unless he's been joining us far too much and we've kind
of... I'm not speaking for Travis here, and I don't know this. I think he's having way too much fun being a dad.
And being a youth baseball coach.
Yeah.
Coach.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know, we got to look out for our guys.
Yeah, this is, you know, Team Baskin Phelps.
Yeah, Team Baskin Phelps. We get people paid. That's pretty much how this works. You join us for a while and we get you paid.
It's really kind of true, isn't it? We just keep churning them out.
Didn't we lose somebody recently? I thought we lost somebody that...
That might come out down the road.
Okay. All right. By the way, just... Talking about regular guys like Grady Sizemore, we brought up Travis.
Yeah.
I was out the other day and I saw a guy walking around wearing a Travis Hafner shirt.
Oh, you did?
So I tried to be sneaky and take a picture of him.
Yeah.
Because I figured I'll send this to Travis. He'll like it. Instead, the guy kind of caught me, and I just said, hey, I'm taking a picture of your shirt. Is that okay? And he said, yeah. And I sent it to Travis, and I just said, fabulous. His response, he needs a beer. Poor guy. Poor guy probably gets yelled at all day. I thought you'd like that. Daryl Ryder's coming up at 1 o'clock. Guardians have lost 5 in a row. Is the sky falling?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.